tell you. Because a secret, every one of us knows, but doesn't necessarily like. Part of the secret is that in 3 weeks, Lent starts. And yes, not everyone gets excited about that. But another part of the secret, few people have actually participated in their lives. We are told a secret in today's scripture passages. The first part of the secret, St. Paul tells us, the time is running out. The second part, Jonah tells us, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. The third, Jesus tells us, this is the time of fulfillment. Repent and believe in the gospel. I can hear many of you, myself included, saying, yeah, yeah, I heard this before. It doesn't pertain to us now. It was something that we had to do a millennia or two ago. Well, I learned, not easily, that what I just told you is as pertinent today as it was then. In fact, more so today than ever. With Lent fast approaching, we will start to consider what we will give up for Lent. There are those who will scoff at such an old-fashioned idea that we modern people have no need for. There are even those among us who see the practices of Lent simply as a residue of my Catholic upbringing. It is so sad that many in our modern age have such an aversion to the thought of fasting and repentance. Too many believe that their time will never run out, or that it doesn't matter what I do. I'm going to heaven anyway. Besides, why deprive myself of something good for a short time? What good does it do if I deny myself cookies, TV shows, alcohol or pop, Facebook, Twitter, or dare I say, sports entertainment? And some are even unwilling to come to Mass for 1 hour a week because something else is far more important than God. And it isn't just in society that this thought has seeped in. It has seeped into our Catholic consciousness as well. We have all fallen victim to the lies of minimalism. So even fasting is banned to just the 40 days of Lent and no more. And God forbid you ask any more than that. Minimalism has robbed us of so much richness we could have in our lives. And yet, throughout salvation history, our history, fasting has stood as one of the spiritual life's most powerful tools. Because of this, I would like to mention 3 aspects of the power of fasting, and as a result, repentance. The first is the scandal of eternity. St. Paul tells us that the time is running out. You must act now. Usually when we think of time running out, we think of memberships to something, school deadlines, etc., etc., etc. But we seldom, if ever, think in these terms of very serious matters. Paul is telling us that the world is passing away. We will all die. It is hard to tell this by looking around, Yet, little by little, the world is dying. Sin is causing this. Our sins and the sins of the world are doing this. But when we fast, we can overcome our sins. Fasting prepares our bodies and souls for eternal heaven. There is no heaven for those who refuse their need for God and are unwilling to change their lives. Fasting and repentance are our ways of showing God that, in all humility, I am a sinner and I need to confess my sins and change my selfish ways. The second is gratification delayed. Because everything is so easy to access these days, delayed gratification is a laughable unknown or just to ignore. Because of easy accessibility, temptation, and the falling into temptation and sin are rampant. We no longer have control over anything in our lives. But fasting gives us the experience of training our bodies to say no to a pleasure. Because we are far more than just a body, we are body and soul. Fasting goes deep into our spiritual lives, thus enabling us to say no and resist the devil's latest temptation. The third aspect of the power of fasting is detachment and dependence. Society finds fasting strange because it appears that we are depriving ourselves of something that gives us so-called life and joy. Society will never understand why we deprive our lives, the very things that make our lives good. And yet, when Christians open their hearts to fasting and repentance, they realize how unfulfilling and empty these things really are, and how much greater and more fulfilling being closer to God is. So often, we let our fear reign in our lives because we are afraid of how empty we think our lives will become without them. Or we are afraid that once we open our hearts to God, He will ask us to do something we don't want to do. So, we say no to God and never change or grow. But fasting, the emptying ourselves of our attachments, leads us to our final remedy on which we can depend upon, and that is the Lord. We see this in Jonah when the Ninevites repented and fasted. God saw not just their actions, but their hearts as well, changed for the better, and did not destroy them. Fasting is a powerful prayer. It is not meant to be limited only to the 40 days of Lent. Fasting and repentance is something we can and must do all year round. So I challenge all of you, all of us, over the next few weeks, pick an area in your life that fasting can be inserted into. Maybe it's not watching TV for a day and reading a good religious book instead. Don't eat sweets for a day. Or even consider adding something, such as spending time in adoring the Lord in the Eucharist. Or even consider signing up for the adult education classes that are being offered. There are many ways to fast. If you don't know, then ask. What we need to remember is that fasting is a powerful prayer. Repentance and believing in the gospel, believing in the words of Jesus Christ, is our way.